Good morning, Local 304, and as always, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. This is my post-campaign podcast, and I want to start off by saying congratulations to all the successful candidates that were elected to serve the next 3 years. I put up what I considered a good campaign. But bottom line was, my message was not received by Local 304. So I want to take this time to say I thank all of you who supported 180 Degrees. I thank all of you who supported my campaign to be your next local president. But we didn't win. So we'll move on to the next phase. But I want to take this opportunity just to clear a couple of items up. First item, and again, of all the things that went on during this campaign, first item I want to send out is to Carol Ann up in New Jersey. I want to say to you, again, the election is over. There is absolutely nothing for me to gain. So please accept what I'm saying. I never remember going to a funeral laughing at you during any part of the funeral. But since you remember it so clear, again, I say to you, please accept my apology, because that was just mean and ruthless, and I hope I never acted in that manner. So if you are certain that that's something that took place, all I can say to you is please accept my apology, because that was thoughtless. You know, it's funny, but as far as some of the other comments, when you're in management, that's what you do. But I will say that I am not a postal manager. I could give two shits about postal management and ensuring victories in EEOs or whatever other venue against postal management gives me a great feeling on the inside. So, if nothing else, let's understand Ken Hodges is not a postal manager. Ken Hodges does not represent postal management. And Ken Hodges takes great pride in every day showing postal management that you really lack the skill set to be efficient. And there's just one more thing I'd like to clear up. And that is Ken Hodges having all those late grievances. I promise you. That was some made-up nonsense that worked very well. But to the members of Local 304 and to my branch, for me to have 29, 30, or however many late grievances that I was accused of having, that struck the character of who I am. In fact, that's probably the only remaining issue that I have on the table right now with Local 304. Because that will be addressed. Again, I don't appreciate the character being assassinated in that manner. And that's all that I have to say with respect to the campaign and stories that were put out against Kenneth Hodges. But how I handle that, in the words of Gil Scott-Heron, that issue won't be podcasted. Again, my podcast will continue, the Postal Podcast, but it takes on a dramatically different mission statement now. Now the mission statement or the purpose of my postal podcast will just to be talking about contractual items and issues. They will no longer concern themselves with Local 304. They will no longer concern themselves with just Columbus, but Columbus will be mentioned because that's where I still work. And again, so now we transition the podcast from a campaigning podcast to just a postal podcast. And here's the good part about that. Now you can become a part of this podcast as we discuss postal issues in all facilities, and we can discuss them openly and honestly. And you can now join that podcast and become a part of it without having to think that someone thinks you're supporting Ken Hodges for presidency. See, again, there's always a silver lining in every dark cloud. So again, the Postal Podcast will continue. It just doesn't focus on locals. It doesn't focus on branches. It just talks about issues that affect postal employees. And again, you can become a part of this podcast until your local or your branch or wherever you are develops their own. So again, the Postal Podcast will continue. The focus is now greatly different because it's no longer a campaign podcast. It's just a podcast where we talk about issues that affect quality of work life for mail handlers. Now, I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't take a moment and thank our national president. And I want to say to the national president, Brother Paul, I appreciate your attention to my issues during this process, and I appreciate the manner in which you regulated. I thank the National Executive Board for having some charters removed against me that don't just have people looking at me like I came in there as some rogue individual with no knowledge or concept of what was going on. So I do take a moment and I thank those folks. But again, you know what? I got to take a moment and congratulate my man, Mike. Yo, Mike, good job on Columbus, man. Again, the people spoke and overwhelmingly, they selected you to be their next branch president, man. So mad love to you, bro. Okay, so that's my real short podcast as I close out my whole campaign phase. Again, the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast will take on a different life. So I encourage all mail handlers to be a part of it. It's not anti-union whatsoever. It's not anti-position whatsoever. It's just about postal issues that we face nationwide. So again, become a part of the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast because it still addresses work issues and things that affect mail handlers all over the United States. Have a blessed day and let's enjoy life.